This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, over the weekend, we found out that there are 10 new Zika cases in Florida, bringing the grand total to 14, but we're not talking 14 Zika cases altogether. What we're talking about are 14 cases where mosquitoes are the ones that unfortunately infected people. Now, this is a very, very scary development, okay, because this Zika now is different, and I'm not talking the infection is different, but we have 1,600 cases right now in the U.S., 4,700 cases in U.S. territory, so Zika is in America, but those cases came from somebody who traveled, and somebody who traveled from an area and then came into our country, or 15 of them, I believe, to date, were from sexual contact. So even though those numbers are still very, very alarming, then those numbers in and of itself could cause a severe epidemic and a very rapidly growing one, assuming mosquitoes come here or people have sex, etc. The fact that we already have 14 cases of non-sex, non-travel-related Zika means we probably have a lot more that we don't know about. Florida Governor Rick Scott said today that the state health department has identified 10 more people who have been identified with the Zika virus who likely contracted it from mosquitoes, bringing the total number in the state to 14. The governor said the CDC will issue a travel notice to women who are pregnant or thinking of becoming pregnant to avoid unnecessary travel to the affected area, which is just north of downtown Miami. In a statement, Rick Scott said health department officials believe that active transmission is still only occurring in that one several block area that they announced on Friday. This remains the only area of the state where the health department has confirmed ongoing local transmission. So you guys understand the difference of local transmission. Even if you sleep with somebody locally, the local transmission they're talking about is a mosquito that's flying around our great country and landing on us and giving us Zika. And then jumping on somebody else who has Zika in the blood, sucking that blood out, going to somebody else, and injecting it to somebody else. Among the 10 new individuals announced Monday, 6 are asymptomatic and were identified from the door-to-door community survey that right now the Department of Health is conducting. One of you is texting now asking about HIV and mosquitoes. We're going to talk about that, but if you don't mind, let's get through this first. But that's a very good question, HIV and mosquitoes. Okay, going back to Zika. Governor Scott said he is formally requesting the CDC to activate an emergency response team to help the department and other partners in their investigation, including aiding with mosquito control efforts. Rick Scott said health officials have been testing individuals in three locations in Miami-Dade and Broward counties for possible local transmissions through mosquito bites. Two locations have been ruled out for possible local spread. Now, his statement did not provide additional details on location. I know, some of you are like, wait a second. Okay, did they really check on every single mosquito? I guess. I mean, you know, they look where mosquitoes hide. I mean, listen, you know, okay, you see, you and I are busy doing tons of other stuff, right? You know, I'm, you know, a doctor, I'm a teacher, I'm a radio host. Okay, so, you know, I look at the whole mosquito situation going, okay, that looks impossible. But you have other people where they go to work and their whole job is mosquito. They know exactly where to find them. They know where they are breeding right now. They know their neck of the woods so damn good, and they know exactly where to find them. and how to test them and how to milk them and do whatever. So we got people on the case, which is why if any of you guys are out of a job, all right, and you have no idea why you're unemployed and you're afraid that robots are going to take over your job, maybe do something like this where the government will hire you. Be really, really good with mosquitoes. Or my guess, just have a pulse and say you want to work with mosquitoes. My guess is the government will hire you in a heartbeat. I mean, think about it. How many people want to sit there and count? And I mean, remember when we had to take, I was in a genetics class, and we had to watch fruit flies mate and count fruit flies? That was the most ridiculous, uninteresting, impossible task I ever had. But if you dig that stuff, and you are like really, really into that, you could get a job for the government. Nobody ever gets fired from the government. In fact, you get security clearances pretty easily. All right, we won't go there. Okay, so they say, since the health department began its investigation July 7th, more than 200 individuals in Miami-Dade and Broward counties have been tested for the virus that live or work near the likely mosquito-borne transmissions. Of the 14 individuals identified, 2 are women and 12 are men. Now, according to Rick Scott, Florida has a proven track record of success when it comes to managing similar mosquito-borne viruses. While I encourage all residents and visitors to continue to use precaution by draining standing water and wearing bug spray, Florida does remain safe and open for business. This year, we have already welcomed a record 30 million tourists, and we look forward to welcoming more visitors to Florida. Yeah, I was there a little while ago. I love Florida. Okay, so where is the exact location? Because some of you guys are in Florida right now going, wait a second, let me go outside with my Pokemon Go and figure this out. Right now, they said the active transmission of the Zika virus was within the boundaries of Northwest 5th Avenue to the west, US 1 to the east, Northwest Northeast 38th Street to the north, and then Northwest Northeast 20th Street to the south. This area is about 1 square mile, and there is a map below to show where that is. I know. Wow. I couldn't imagine. I mean, living in Florida, going, wait, there's mosquitoes. And I mean, what do you do? Okay, well, wear the bug spray. Also put lice shampoo on your clothes. I think that really, really helps. I was taught that in a survival course. Then wear, and remember, bright clothing. Bugs don't like bright clothing because they stand out. So dark clothing. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the shows happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of you had asked if a mosquito can transmit HIV. All right, my answer is yes, but it is so rare, I don't think it has ever been documented, that it's considered to be non-existent, a non-existent way for somebody to get it. And the reason why is the mosquito is a much different host than a human. And so if HIV, the virus, lives maybe no more than 4 minutes, okay, and many times less. And if the mosquito, it takes a while for it to suck and then blow, and it gets mixed with the saliva, etc. There is a way where the virus can either be deactivated or it just isn't replicated long enough to be able to be injected into a host. So I decided to get you some of the best of the best. And this is, I believe, Journal of the Louisiana State Medical Society. And in an abstract on HIV and mosquito, or AIDS and mosquito bites, entitled, Can We Get AIDS from Mosquito Bites? Now, this was written back in 1999. But I like the way this is written. And I understand it's 17-year-old information, but I really like the way it's written, and it makes me sound very intelligent when I read a medical journal article on air. So here goes. Human immunodeficiency virus, or the HIV, is a retrovirus. Now, this infects lymphocytes and other cells bearing the CD4 surface marker. So basically, your lymphocytes are the blood cells that fight infection, and they only fight the cells that have the CD4 surface marker. The virus is transmitted usually by sexual or blood route. There are two ways blood-feeding arthropods can spread the disease. By simple transfer of virus between the hosts by contaminated mouth parts, but that would require virus replication in arthropod tissues like the salivary glands, because remember, these mosquitoes, it's kind of through their saliva that they inject. There are also important factors that have proven that AIDS is not transmittable by mosquito bite. AIDS virus cannot replicate inside the mosquito, the bedbug, the flea, or other blood-sucking insect, and the lack of replication of HIV in arthropod cells due to the lack of the T4 antigen on the cell surface. You guys get that? Okay, so basically, if it can't replicate, it can't then turn around and be a nice, hefty dose that could be injected to somebody else. They say it is unlikely that HIV is transmitted by insects given the low infectivity of HIV and the short survival of the virus in the mosquito. Yeah, remember I said the HIV could die before the mosquito could turn around and do what it needs to with it. So, because remember, it has to have a host. It has to have a cell that it could live in and replicate. If not, the virus just dies out. So they say the HIV appears to be much less easily transmitted, probably due to lower titers of virus and body fluids. On the basis of experimental evidence and probability estimates, you see how smart I sound reading from a journal? They say it has been concluded that the likelihood of mechanical or biological transmission of HIV by insects is virtually, here is it, here it goes, here it is, non-existent. Whew. Lord have mercy. All right, now, of course, my question is, well, you know, what if the mosquito is really fast? What if the mosquito jumps on one person and then very quickly jumps onto another person? I believe 4 minutes is the cutoff. If any of you guys know more, please, would love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say, Professor Wayne Kranz of Rutgers University so nicely puts that mosquitoes are not flying hypodermic needles. The snout of a mosquito, which is the part that looks like a needle, is actually composed of 6 mouth parts. This is really cool. 4 of these are used to pierce the skin of the person or animal that the mosquito is biting. The other 2 parts are composed of 2 tubes. One of the tubes sends saliva into the host, and the other sends blood up to the mosquito. This 2-tube system is one reason why mosquitoes are unable to transmit HIV. Only saliva is injected into humans when a mosquito bites, and thus HIV-positive blood that a mosquito may have previously ingested is never transmitted to other humans. I know some of you are like, well, why don't we make a hypodermic needle like that? It would stop the spread of AIDS, but I just don't know if anybody's going to want to spend the time or money on that. So that's very interesting. I didn't know about that. I know there's a suck-blow mechanism. I didn't realize that it happened at the same time. Now, again, I'm no expert. This comes from nature.com, all right? They say the HIV virus gets digested in the mosquito's gut. HIV cannot replicate within the mosquito's gut, so it gets broken down. HIV binds to T cells to become replicated. There's no T cells in the mosquito's gut, so there's no way of replicating and migrating to their salivary glands. So the HIV particles are therefore digested by the mosquito alongside the actual blood meal that it eats. They say that the HIV particles are, quote-unquote, completely destroyed. Now, They say, in order for mosquito-borne disease to be spread from person to person, the associated virus needs to circulate within the host's blood at sufficient levels. HIV circulates in the human blood at a far lower level than would be necessary to create a new infection. So if a mosquito were to infect HIV-positive blood into a human, they think that it would take a whopping 10 million mosquito bites to transmit one unit of HIV. I disagree with that. I think just a little bit could do it, but this sure makes me feel better. They say, by comparison, people who are HIV positive generally carry no more than 10 units of HIV. So if you accidentally swallow a mosquito or squash one, you can't get HIV from that either. So this is a very, very interesting dissertation on mosquitoes and HIV. So I hope that helps put that to rest. Meanwhile, what's not being put to rest is Puerto Rico and their Zika epidemic. They say the Zika epidemic that has spread from Brazil to the rest of Latin America is now raging in Puerto Rico. They say the war against the Aedes aegypti mosquito carrying the virus is failing. Infections are skyrocketing, according to the New York Times. Many residents fail to protect themselves against bites because they believe the threat is exaggerated. Federal and local health officials are feuding, they say, and the governor's special advisor on Zika has quit in disgust. Wait a second. Okay, whoa. Okay, first of all, you got a job in the government, and usually these government jobs, they're pretty good. Plus you get, cost of living increases, maybe even health insurance. So they say the head of Zika, he quit. So that means there's a job opening. I wonder if I could get paid more than what I get paid in radio. Let me see here. It's the governor's special advisor. Ooh, I would love to advise a governor. I live in Nevada, so we have Governor Sandoval. He's really handsome, too. I'd like Governor Sandoval. Yes, Dr. Dahlia. I would advise you on this with Zika. Oh, I'm all ears. Absolutely. Well, I say, let's do this. Oh, that's really good. Dr. Dahlia, you're so smart. Here's a raise. Oh, thank you. You see? I would love a job like that. You don't quit in disgust. Maybe what happened is he got fired. Okay, because, apparently you being an advisor to the governor just doesn't miraculously control zillions of mosquitoes. Anyway, they say there are only about 5,500 confirmed infections on the island, including 672 pregnant women. Experts at the CDC say this is a radical undercount. Absolutely. If people aren't coming to get their blood tested, how do they know? And remember, you could have no symptoms at all. 80% of people with Zika have absolutely no idea they have Zika. So a mosquito could land on you and go, oh, who cares, I got a mosquito bite. Take it to a woman who's, 25, thinking about having a baby, and now gives her Zika. So that's not cool. They say 4 cases of infection were confirmed in Florida. No, now we're up to 14. In Puerto Rico, officials believe thousands of residents, including up to 50 pregnant women, are infected each day. They say most never get tested. Tests on donated blood, the most reliable barometer of the epidemic spread, show that almost 2% of the donors were infected in the last 10 days. It is getting hot. I'm sorry, it's been hot for a while, but the mugginess is coming. You're also going to have hurricanes, and I don't know if, mosquitoes, circulate around the Atlantic. My guess is many of them, since there's no place to land in a hurricane, not that there's any place to land in the Atlantic, are going to probably come ashore. So I think there's going to be a lot more cases, unfortunately. They say the proportion of pregnant women testing positive for the virus has risen sevenfold since January. Officials warn that hundreds of infants could be born with, unfortunately, microcephaly in the coming year. Now, here's the thing. Pregnancy rate is falling. So we think that we're not going to have the same issues as Brazil. We also have a lot of education out there. We've been passing out condoms. We've been doing testing. And so, I don't think we're going to be as bad as Brazil, but it's still very scary and very, very dire. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's many people that listen to my show that are vegetarians and vegans, and I'm really excited about that. I think it's great because more meat for me. Okay, now I think it's good. I think it's healthy. I think whoever's a vegetarian or vegan, I think it's wonderful. My problem is every time I try to do vegetarian, because I could do without meat. I could very easily eat without meat. The problem is I compensate with carbs and I gain weight. So every time I go vegetarian, I gain weight. And I can't just eat salads, unless, of course, I have meat on the salad, like a taco salad or a Caesar chicken salad. Or you know what my favorite salad is, but it really makes me poop, unfortunately, at unpredictable times, is the salads where you have goat cheese and cranberries and raisins and those sugary walnuts and chunks of chicken. It's like a California type of, oh, my gosh, yum. That I could eat. Anyway. They say a wide range of foods from sweets and packaged cereal to wine and figs contain hidden animal ingredients. They say from food coloring derived from crushed beetles to cheese containing an enzyme from a freshly slaughtered calf stomach, Daily Mail says it is very easy for vegetarians or vegans to steer off course without realizing it. Uh-oh. They say it's even harder for vegans to stick to their plant-based diet as ready-made foods can hide a range of unwanted animal products. Now, Jimmy Pearson, a spokesperson for the Vegan Society, said labels in the UK or America tend to have allergens like milk and egg and bull type, so these are easy to spot and avoid. But other animal products appear when you might not expect them, so always read the label. Keep an eye out for honey in cereal or gelatin in sweets. Alright, they say look brands up online. If you can't find the nutritional information immediately on the site, it's highly likely that the brand is trying to hide it. They say don't always trust the labels. There's a reason for small print, and depending where you are in the world will depend on the packaging regulations. Here is the list. Excuse me, got the hiccups, sorry. Here's a list of the foods you could order in a restaurant or bar or a deli that contain animal products. So donuts. Okay, Dunkin' Donuts. Yum. Oh, yum. Yum. Dunkin' Donuts. Guys, I'm looking at donut now. They say it has an enzyme called L-cysteine. This is used as a dough conditioner in the United States. The L-cysteine comes from duck feathers and pig trotters. And in 2009, a BCC report claimed that it could be made from human hair if sourced from Chinese salons. Okay, I don't mind eating a duck feather. And I knew that Dunkin' Donuts weren't kosher. I knew that. Now, Krispy Kreme is, I think, supposed to be kosher, so they may not have pig trotter stuff in it. a spokesman for the chain's U.S. outlets says, some of our Dunkin' Donut products, including our chocolate cake donuts or our Munchkins Big and Toasted Sandwich, Texas Toast Grilled Chicken, oh my gosh, this is yummy, and our Pretzel Twist contain L-cysteine. It could be derived from avian feathers. It's a conditioner used to strengthen dough. And he confirmed, you know what? I always poop when I eat a Dunkin'. That could explain it. There may be fiber in there. Actually, that to me, that's a health adjunct. I would say, yeah, I'll eat I have no problem eating feathers. Not all. I've eaten chicken feathers that are on, yeah, absolutely. Alright, anyway. Okay, let's move on. Oh, so they say a vegetarian-friendly option is Sainsbury glazed ring donuts, and a vegan-friendly option, which is absolutely no animal products at all, Co-op Bakery Jam Donuts. I don't know if that's here in the States or what. Okay, chocolate. Woo! Ooh, many brands of chocolate use whey powder that contain rennet. Now, rennet is a commonly used coagulating enzyme extracted from a calf's stomach after slaughter. White and milk chocolate are much more likely to fall into this category. Really? Calf stomach. Why would they? Okay, just make the chocolate. You don't need pieces of cow in there. That's just stupid. In May 2014, Cadbury was forced to recall two of its products in Malaysia after traces of pig DNA were found during a routine check. Most of Cadbury's products are labeled being suitable for vegetarians. Some, like its Dairy Milk Dame bars, are not using rennet. McDonald's hot chocolate also has animal rennet. So they say if you're vegetarian, you could drink Cadbury's Dairy Milk. If you're vegan, Green and Black's hazelnut and currant. Okay, how is that like a piece of chocolate? I don't know. Man, I feel sorry for you guys. That's tough. Ice cream. They say some brands of ice cream. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about foods that are supposed to be vegetarian or vegan that aren't. Some brands of ice cream contain capric acid, a fatty acid that is obtained from animal fats, according to the Vegetarian Resource Group. It's also used in sweets and baked goods. Some vanilla ice cream, oh boy, guys. Oh boy, some people say that vanilla ice cream has secretions from beaver anal glands. The food guru Jamie Oliver told David Letterman it's a product called Castoreum. It comes from rendered beaver anal gland. It is in cheap strawberry syrups and vanilla ice cream. The FDA lists Castoreum extract as a generally recognized safe food additive. Of course it does. It's the government. Vegetarian-friendly option is Häagen-Dazs pralines and cream. Oh, please. And a vegan-friendly option, Almond Dream Salted Caramel Ice Cream.
Want to know a funny story about that stuff?
Yeah, please.
It takes 2 years for the fungus in it to grow, and so they let it age before they actually use it. For about two years.
2 years. Gross. Oh, my gosh. So fungus from beaver anal glands.
Yep.
That's what we're eating.
So I don't eat anything that doesn't say vanilla bean in it. If it's just as vanilla flavored, you're probably eating some beaver stuff.
Well, you know, I've seen vanilla beans, and they really do like, they look like bunny poop. Maybe this bean could be a very, what's that coffee where it's out of poop, it's made out of poop?
I don't know, I know what you're talking about, I don't know what it's called, and it's also really expensive.
Yeah, it makes, I mean, jeez, we're in the wrong business, we'll be being in a radio.
You know, I
want to sell my poop.
I really want to trick people into eating berries that got picked out of poop. Like, if I could make, like, genuine profit on that,
yeah,
joke's on everybody else.
I know. Look, we got to make our money fast. I mean, look at eBay. Yeah, I agree.
Let's do this.
We should. Okay, good. And I got plenty of poop, so we could use that.
I'll get the coffee, and I'll just send it your way,
and the berries.
I'll let you do the cleaning part.
Good, and I'll see if hubby can find a beaver with some anal glands, and we'll just make a good recipe.
This is getting worse and worse by the second.
I know. Chewing gum. They say many brands like Trident Splash are not suitable for vegetarians because they got gelatin. I guess it's also used in sauces and sweets, and it comes from ligaments and bones of pigs and cows, which they boil in water. They say lanolin, stearic acid, or glycerin listed on gum, obviously are made from animal fat, as well as beef jerky. They say, according to a vegan resource group, most chewing gums innocuously list gum base as one of their ingredients, masking the fact that petroleum, lanolin, glycerin, polyethylene, polyvinyl acetate, petroleum wax, stearic acid, and latex could be among the components. So vegetarians could eat Wrigley Airwaves, vegans could eat PUR spearmint gum. By the way, if I had anything with petroleum and petroleum wax, I would never be constipated. Peanuts. Peanuts many times can have gelatin. Planters dry roasted peanuts have that. They say use KP dry roasted peanuts instead. Frozen vegetables, this really doesn't relate to me. I don't like frozen vegetables. I'll eat some fresh vegetables if that. White sugar is an issue. They say the coloring, it is from bone char used as natural carbon. According to PETA, supermarket brands obtain their sugar from several different refineries, and I don't know what animal that comes from. Potato chips can have whey powder. Wine and beer. Wow, wine and beer. What do they have? I'm looking for glands. I don't see any glands, so I think we're good, but I guess Budweiser is the vegetarian and vegan-friendly option. Huh. Oh, isinglass. It's from the fishing industry. Isinglass. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you? Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this was a very interesting article that caught my eye. They say, this is what a legal pot habit typically costs. When pot becomes legal in a state, this is very interesting. Fox News writes, how much do pot smokers spend each year on their habit? And I guess the cannabis intelligence firm Headset answers with its review of some 40,000 purchases made in Washington State between September 2014 and July 2016, producing a profile of the average legal pot user. They say, obviously, illegal ones are harder to track. And it turns out that at least in Washington, the average recreational weed consumer is a 37-year-old man, but millennials are still the largest consumer group. Users in their 40s spend the highest amount of year on weed at a mean of $823. The average user across all ages spends $647. That amounts to $54 a month or $1.77 a day, which is less than the $1,000 Headset says Americans spend, Headset is the group, spends on their coffee habits each year, and about as much as it does on alcohol. Women lag men as legal marijuana consumers, at least in Washington, where 68.9% of the buyers are men, compared to 31.1% who are women. So most of the 65 or older, which was the hippie generation, they don't seem to be a big amount of the buyers. Those are less than 5%. Maybe it's because they're like, you know, I've been there, done that. Nope. And I think it scares a lot of people that are older. You know, I mean, trust me, you know how nice it would be for there to be a drug that will hopefully prevent blood pressure and prevent diabetes and prevent pain and prevent insomnia? That could be pretty cool, but I am scared. I'm scared poopless by starting something like that because it's addictive. I don't know what all the health risks are. And the last thing I want to do is lose my job because I'm not thinking straight. Can you imagine me being high doing a radio show? I know a lot of you guys think I am, but I'm not. Okay? I'm completely sober when I'm doing this. They say a dispensary owner in Denver, where marijuana has been legal since 2014, tells Market Watch that females make up 45% of his buyers and are one of his faster-growing segments. Well, that's because also a lot of people are like, honey, go buy this for me. Seniors are starting to also increase as well. So about $1 to $2 a day, $50 a month, $700 a year is what it costs for a legal marijuana habit. Very interesting. I would have expected more. To be honest, I would have expected higher, but interesting nonetheless. All right, a desk job could kill us. They say a desk job can make you 60% more likely to die earlier. And you need at least an hour's exercise every day to prevent the deadly effects. They say 9-to-5 office life, 9-to-5. I've never had a job 9-to-5. 9-to-5 is like part-time for me. Unfortunately, having a 9-to-5 office lifestyle leads to 90,000 unnecessary deaths a year. They say adults who sit down for at least 8 hours every day must do at least an hour's daily exercise to undo all the harm. This could be a brisk walk or steady bike ride, and it would slash their risk of dying early by 60%. If they can't manage an hour, even brief spurts of activity like walking can help as well, or getting up to go get some coffee. The 20-year study, based on data of more than 1 million adults, thinks that this is costing economies billions a year. It's responsible for 1 in 6 deaths, mostly from heart disease, strokes, cancer, type 2 diabetes, and dementia. Now, this study was published in The Lancet. And so inactivity means less than 30 minutes of their day on their feet. So think about it, guys. Okay, we wake up, right? We go to the bathroom. So some of us are sitting on the toilet. Maybe we do our hair. We take a shower, etc. So, yeah, that's on our feet. But then what do? We get into a car. Or we take a train or we take a cab. Okay, we get to work, and then we sit. Maybe we get up for lunch. Maybe we go to flirt with somebody across the room. We get back into our seat. We sit there until hours, because obviously if you leave your desk, you look like you're goofing off. Then you get back into your car. You go home. You sit. You eat, and then you sit in front of your computer. You sit in front of your TV. That's how most of us do our day. You know, it's so funny. I never gained weight until I started radio, because I sit for at least 3 hours a day. Okay, that's not what my body was ever used to. And boy, did it not like the inactivity. Even though I try to exercise and I Kegel as much as I can, it still doesn't, you know, make me lose weight. So, you know, we are now very computer chained. And so, you know, what do you do? Well, some offices try having treadmill desks where you could work at your desk on a treadmill. Sorry, I pooped. The problem with that is I can't type while on a treadmill. I could read, maybe, but I can't type while on a treadmill. I think it would be cool to have meetings and brainstorming meetings while on a treadmill. I think that's great. I think, you know, recess, maybe we need to do, you know, recess or something. But, you know, the problem is with the computer age, our output is now, we have higher expectations when it comes to computer. Now, like, for example, you know, once medical records started to go electronic, everybody expected everything to be legible. Everything expected volumes and volumes of patient data right then and there. They expected reports to be very easily done. And all of a sudden, there's all this more work. Why? Because we have a computer. Well, just because a computer could help you do it doesn't mean you have the time to do it. You know, I'll get requests for letters of recommendation. They think I could just pull that out of my sigmoid. It takes time. I like to create. I like to proofread. Yeah, just because there's a computer, you know, doesn't mean... I mean, in fact, I think I did things even faster when I had a typewriter than I do with a computer. And I just... unfortunately, our demands are higher. And, you know, having been a boss myself before I closed my office to teach at Toro University, you know, when people are on the computer and I did the same thing. I'm like, okay, look, guys, you know, now you have access to all this data. Let's find the mammograms that have to be rechecked, the pap smears, the people that didn't follow up for the colonoscopy. Give me a name. Give me the data. And if I don't see them at the computer, I don't think they're working. And so that's a very, very ominous, recipe for medical issues later. Because, you know, you're not by your seat. You're not at your seat. I mean, well, how do you tell everybody I'm exercising? And many of them will say, well, look, just exercise off the job. They say adults who sat down 8 hours a day were 59% more likely to die within a 20-year period than those who were sedentary for 4 hours or less. The risk was eliminated if you exercised at least 60 to 75 minutes a day, and 2 hours a day would be the ideal amount. How many of you have 2 hours to your day? You wake up at 5, 6 o'clock, you get ready, you're in your commute for about an hour, hour and a half, you get to the office, you're there for 8, 9 hours, then you come home, another hour, hour and a half commute, you're exhausted, it's impossible. Now, some of you say, well, that's okay, I have sex every night. What, that's like 2.5 minutes. Okay, you got to come up with 75 minutes. Okay, well, I have sex with 20 people. No, it doesn't work that way. No. So you need to find ways, and I'm telling you this, you have to find ways to fit in exercise. Okay? I mean, one thing you could do, and one thing I do, is I do 20 minutes before my day starts watching the news. It helps me prep for my show, and I get 20 minutes out of the way. Jump in the shower, go to work, and then when I come home, if I want to watch a TV show, whether it's Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad or Peaky Blinders or whatever I'm into, Deadliest Catch, I have to be on the treadmill. Like, I really like the Making of the Mob series that's on tonight, Making of the Mob Chicago. I do not get to watch it or put it on unless I'm on the treadmill. Then I do about 20, 30 minutes there. Again, it still doesn't cut the 2 hours a day. And again, you know, you could be walking back and forth to work or, you know, those things can help. But you really need isolated workouts. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.